Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock, and to the birds of the heavens, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this morning is Psalm 8. We'll read these responsively by half verse. O Lord, our governor, how excellent is your name in all the world.
You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies,
that you might still the enemy and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, even the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him?
The son of man that you visit him.
You made him lower than the angels
to crown him with glory and honor.
You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands.
And you have put all things in subjection under his feet.
All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the fields, the birds of the air and the fishes of the sea,
and whatsoever walks through the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our governor, how excellent is your name in all the world.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our epistle reading this morning is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, beginning at the 9th verse. But we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, "I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise." And again, "I will put my trust in him." And again, "Behold, I and the children God has given me." Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore he had to be made like brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.